talking to.
This is Robert Gribble of Phenomena Research.
Yes.
I'm really interested in hearing about your experience last night.
Would you like to talk about it now?
Yes, I would like to very much.
Okay, I guess I could start from where it all took place. I was out with a friend of mine. He was 7 or 18. And we went out, and they were going to have a concert, like a live concert recorded on the radio.
Yes.
That night. So we went out and parked by Sloan's Lake. We're going to listen to that and just talk. Or Stanley Lake out with the Sloan's. And as we were sitting out there, we saw a light in the sky, like a star just sitting there. But it would lightly but noticeably change color from a white to a green to a red, but not exactly all in that same order sometimes. Like it would just keep changing, like that. Rotating, like it would be white turning to a green, instead of white and a green. And we went over on this dirt road down farther to see if we could get a better look at it. And we traveled down these dirt roads and made all these turns. And didn't know where we were going. We ended up in this field. That's where they started building these new houses. And we went out, we got out, turned off the lights, went over, stood at the corner of the slot and looked up at it through the trees, and we noticed it was just sitting there. And we were closer to it, and it looked like we could see the colors change even more vivid, but it was still a long ways away, and we figured it was just a star with a lot of atmosphere in front of it or something.
Yes.
And so we took off and started driving away, and my friend looked back at it again, and he said it was moving. So we stopped their car, and when we stopped the car, we looked up through the trees, and it kept going through the trees for maybe about, 5 seconds for us to view, and then it stopped, and it didn't move again. So we turned around, and we tried to go back to the place we were before, but it was seemed like it was at a different area, like more north. So we headed up northward along these streets, and, well, geez, there's so much that happened, I forgot to tell you another thing. When we first went out in the field where we went to, just before we came to a stop, in the middle of nowhere was a big, like, dust pass of, we just thought it was dirt. We really didn't think nothing of it. We thought maybe a car had been zipping by, but then we wondered how come it was only for about, maybe a 30 area foot span of just, like, dust, but we didn't think nothing of it. And then when we tried to follow that thing back, we took a bunch of different roads, like paved streets, onto some dirt roads again. And we went past the exact same place where we were before, looking up at it. And the dust was still there, just that one patch. And so finally, we figured maybe something was going on. We got out of the car to see if it was dust. And we smelled it, and it didn't have no smell or no odor or nothing to it. And it wasn't dust. You could brush it away with your hands when we had the lights on. You could, like, if you moved your hands, it would blow away to it.
Yes.
But when we got out in it, it was like a static feeling, kind of like it was, I don't know, we both had the chills, maybe just because we were scared. But when we got out, it was like, like a light feeling, I felt. Not lightheaded. It would be hard to describe. Just my whole body weight felt lighter. And so we looked at it, and we figured, did it move or not? Did it go more north? And so we figured we'd go back and stand at the corner of the lot again, where we were before, looking at it through the trees. And this time, it wasn't even close to the trees. It was probably another, 20 degrees higher than it was before, up in the air. And so then that's when we figured it must not be a star, and it was still just sitting there. So we didn't know what to do, and we figured every time we drove off and came back, something would happen, and this was in a hilly territory. So we drove off and went to the end of the road, and he said it was moving again. So we would stop, but when we would stop, we'd look at a telephone pole or something that's next to it, and it wouldn't be moving anymore. But we would see it move very lightly once in a while when we were stopped, but nothing distinct like we did the first time. And this took place in about maybe a half hour. And then up next to the little star was a flashing white light, just like it came like a strobe light. And it wasn't going real fast, like maybe 3 beats a second. And and then it just disappeared, and that was gone. So we stayed, watched it longer, and nothing happened. We started to get bored, started to leave to see if we could catch it moving again. And we just get interested again, and we turn around and go back. And the third time that we went back for it, we saw a big red cubicle, like it was oblong, a long square with a pretty definite shape to it. And it was a really bright, intense red, probably 300 yards just over a few of the hills, just sitting there. And it started to go lower and then go off toward the left till it dropped behind a hill. And we went over there, took the roads out as close as we could find. And when we got out there, we timed it. Every 7 seconds, there would be a flash of white light. And we could tell no distinct place it was coming from. And we'd sit in our car, and the light would flash every second. And we'd look up at that little star again, and it would be the same place. Nothing changed with that. So we got out of the car to see if we could find out where the light was coming from. As soon as we got out, started going around, the light would flash. Like it was almost even time with us. We got in the car, and it would like flash 5 seconds later, and then 7 seconds from that, it would flash again and start a regular flash. So we had the radio turned off. So I always thought about, like, I read a lot about UFOs or heard about that they mess up your reception. I wasn't even thinking about that, which we should have had the radio turned off. But we did have the car going once. And the night before, I just had it tuned up and thinking how good it was running when we were sitting in it. It started to get a vibration, like not a shaking vibration or a really loud noise, but like a, it would be hard to describe. It wasn't a hum. It was like vibrating, but the car wasn't vibrating. And it was kind of a low, not too low pitched noise, but it wasn't a real high pitch. And I shut off my car, and it still did it for about 2 seconds after my car was turned off. And we got really scared then. We didn't know if we should stick around. We were hanging on to each other. And so we went, timed the light again and figured there's nothing we could do and we'd get out of there. So we left and just had that strange, like, you know, eerie feeling, like we didn't know what was going on. And we got to the phone booth. I called my mom, said I'd be home later because we wanted to go back once more. So when we came back over the hills, took the dirt roads again that we took the very first time. And when we got over the hill, there was a white, it wasn't red, it was a bright white intense light that was, it didn't have a definite oblong shape, but you could tell it was like a square, but it didn't have no definite really size to it. And it went straight up, and then it just was gone. Like it moved up a little to the left, just going straight up, and there, like, we didn't see no trace of where it went or how it disappeared, like it just wasn't there. And then we saw that bright white flashing light again, and it was a really high intense, like it seemed really close, like it was directed at us, because when it would flash, we couldn't see anything else except the flashing light. It was reflecting off the car and off the light up the inside of our car, and that disappeared as suddenly as it came on. And we sat there for a while to see what would happen again. And the star, that one we saw in the first place, was still sitting up there. And we took off, not knowing what to do, watching the star. And that little bright, intense strobe light again was up next to the little star up in the sky. We could barely see it blinking up there once again. And we went home. And as we went home, we drove through the city and went through the lights. And we noticed that when we got to a stoplight, like there, they got pink lights out here for street lights, that the glare would cut out every star except for the one that we thought wasn't the star. And that would be up higher than most of the other stars around, the lower stars. None of the stars would even show up. And we went home. I took him home. And I took my cell phone, and I was watching all the way home. When I took the corner on my street to go up the street, was out of view behind some trees, but from at the corner. And then it just wasn't there when I came up the street. And then I came home. And this took place between 10:15 to 11:30.
Okay. Which part of the sky was that star-like light hanging in?
Northeast.
Okay. Now, when that bright light went into that vertical climb, was that a perfect vertical climb?
Yeah, it was. It didn't have no tilt to one side or another.
Okay, was that a high speed?
No, it wasn't. When we both saw it, it was traveling very slow. We saw the red light at the first before it went down. It was a bright, like, focused red light that we could really make out. And the white light was a lot more blurred, but still held the same shape, but with a lot less detail to it.
Did you ever see the source of where this flash was coming that was directed at the car?
That's how come we got out of the car to see where it would be. And it would light up the trees all along the side of us and all the grass in the field. But when we got out and tried to locate it, we couldn't drive around because the road was limited. But when we got out of the car, the light would stop flashing. So we couldn't locate it. And we were scared anyways to go walking around through the grass.
Did that flash illuminate the inside of the car?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Did you have, while that was going on, did you have any unusual physical sensations?
That strange feeling that we had that first time, it was like a really light body, like lightheaded. We had a tingly sensation, like my hair would feel like it was standing up. I'm sure it even was. And it was a light feeling. Like I wasn't thinking my own thoughts, really, like I was in a daze with what was going on.
Okay.
Like we would be grabbing each other, saying, look, because we weren't sure, I guess, ourselves that it was going on. And finally, we calmed down and started just trying to talk about it, saying that it really was happening, because we were both seeing it.
Okay. Did anything unusual happen to the car while that was going on?
Just that one time where I got the strange vibration.
Okay.
But
did that vibration, in your opinion, feel kind of like a high-frequency sound wave?
It wasn't high. I can remember that. It wasn't a high-piercing pitch. It was... I know it felt more internal than external.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's the best I can describe it. It wasn't a buzz, or the closest it could be would be a hum.
Okay, well, that flashing was going on. Did you have any mental sensations of any kind?
We had that constant feeling all the time going through this, and we did notice when we left the area the feeling would go away, and when it came back, it would start to get to us again, us not knowing if it was just fear or if it was something else.
Okay, did you notice any unusual odor in the air?
No, there wasn't anywhere.
Okay.
Check for that. Oh, also during the second time we went up to it, I drove the car up on a hill. I have one headlight out, and I would leave one headlight on. We were pointed up toward the sky where that star was, and I'd flash one light on to the bright and then turn them off.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd hit the one light and then flash the bright and turn them off. And I did that for a series for a minute, probably about.
How close do you feel any one of those objects came to you?
Oh, the area we were in and the area it lit up, it would have to be within 100 yards.
Okay. You didn't pick up any sound while all this was going on?
Just that one time. We had the windows rolled down. Car turned on.
Okay. And when you were driving home, did you have any problems with the car?
No, I didn't. This morning, though, when my mother came out to the car, she noticed that the tires had them, like, bleached to a white. And, Mike, I just bought the car a couple of weeks ago, and I like to get it had nice black tires and chrome rims in the tuning. And now it looks like somebody took some white spray paint, gone over my tires. And she took a picture of that. But they were coated with some kind of white, and it wasn't dust. We tried to take it off and taste it. I tasted it, and it wasn't dirt.
Okay. Do you feel that during that entire experience, at any time during the experience, that you had any loss of time involved?
Time went really fast, I know that much. It was 11:30 before we even knew it. It seemed like it took place within 20 minutes, really.
Okay.
So much kept going on.
Now, your mother said you chalked up quite a few miles last night. Do you feel you traveled that far?
No, I didn't at all. It was kind of a fact driving home. I noticed I didn't have any gas. I just put in $6 worth yesterday. But I didn't think we drove that much.
Did you have a wristwatch on?
No, I didn't. We knew what time it was by the concert we listened to. It started at 9 o'clock, and the first albums I just got over with. And they had a few commercials, and they gave the time, which was about 9:43 or something. I'm just about to start the other side of the album.
Okay. You have any problems with the radio while that was going on?
We turned it off.
Okay.
I thought about it. I should have left it on.
Okay. Oh, we sure appreciate your talking to us.
Okay. I'm glad to have somebody listen.
And if anything unusual comes up, back to your memory that you haven't mentioned, why, write it down so you don't forget it, and we'll probably get back to you later on to see if anything new has come up.
Okay.
Can I talk to your mother again?
Yeah, here she is.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, well, we sure appreciate the opportunity to talk to your son.
He seems fairly intelligent.
Yes. He appears to be rather relaxed this evening.
Yes, he is. Compared to yesterday.
Okay, now I have one question. When you called the command post at Lowry, did they mention anything about other reports coming in?
You know, I stopped asking that type of thing for having worked in government things. See nothing, yet tell nothing. But I didn't ask them. Because I know there is mute. If they had 80 reports, they wouldn't tell you.
Okay, did they have information on our organization at the command post?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
See, now, let me see here. I wrote this down. You know, a funny thing, many years ago when Orson Welles put on that program, I was in college at Ohio University.
Right.
And I made a report on that. I took short story writing. And at the time, I was with some of our friends, and of course it was all by radio. And this was in New Jersey where they were landing, I believe, and the people were out there, and the panic was terrific. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, I'll switch to another station. If this is a national emergency, every station will carry it. And the moment I switched to another station, something else was on. But you know that these friends were crying, many of them, they were very frightened. And to tell the truth, I was a little frightened, too. But I just used my brain, because, of course, as I just told you, if it were a national emergency, of course, every station would do that. But that's probably how I got into this work. I might tell you I passed a test to work on the direct overseas communication, the hotline, during World War II, to the direct line to the front. Now, that's quite an honor, but I turned it down. Foolishly, I turned it down. This would have been in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, I see.
Yep. I should have taken some of these opportunities, for they were really marvelous opportunities. Now, what else? Can you make a... Is it possible that he can get a little report on this? I think he'd find this interesting for future, or you don't. You don't like to reveal any of it, or could he have?
Oh, if we get all the data together and get it put into a report form, we'll see that he gets a copy.
Would you let
sure.
him have it? You do have the address, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Now, let me see here. You tell him to get a sample? Oh, that makes me shudder to think of him touching that stuff, trying it out. But probably normal. I can send you the pictures when I get
fine,
the
fine, that would be great. Sure.
Well, they're different, believe me. It's different. As I say, I ordinarily would put my glasses on. You do get nearsighted when you get to be 58. And, of course, I knew time he got out and around a little bit, it would wear off some. Yeah. Now, where is it that I could send the picture?
Okay, our address is...
Did you notice him telling about he wasn't sure about the time, or
right.
it seemed like time passed differently?
Right.
This is the usual thing. The passage of time is, they're not able to relate it to it.
Quite often, yes.
All right. Have you had any from the Denver area lately?
No, ma'am, we haven't.
Well, when I talk to them here at Bowery, they tell me that it sounds like they were out in the area of the arsenal.
Uh-huh. Well, if we come up with any more information on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know about it.
Well, there really isn't any information to it. It's just that it's a compilation, isn't it?
Well, if we come up with any additional reports, why, I'm sure you'd
but
like you to know
about it.
But
you haven't heard anything from Denver then,
right? No.
No, but someone said that last Friday there was a report on it. So there have been sightings here.
Uh-huh.
It was on TV, on Channel 4. In the news.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Well, I will get these pictures developed. You want me to send them your attention?
Yes, please.
Yes. I just hope they work all right. I think they will. I took them around 8 o'clock this morning. No, 7:30 this morning. Yep.
Okay, thanks
all right.
again.
I sure thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.